Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
What happens when you run not just this show, ladies and gentlemen, but every radio show you've ever listened to and enjoyed, as Lonzo does? You get the priority.
Well, in the upstate. I mean, there's other places like Atlanta where there's some really good people that run shows, and I think they do an excellent
job. Speak
of
the devil, how funny you bring up Atlanta. What a random coincidence that happens to be, because joining us right now on these very airwaves via the magic of telecommunications is the host of the Abe TL show on 92.9 The Game. He is a dear friend of mine, both on and off the air. He is one Abe Gordon joining the show. Abe, what's up, big dog?
Not too much, man. Rob, always appreciate you having me on. Let's get into it, because it's been a weird couple of days here in Atlanta. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, man. Listen, like, Lonzo likes to make fun of me because annually there is a point in the season for the Bravos where I reach over and I slap the big red panic button to the point that I have a sounder for when the Braves inevitably make me do so. Here's a weird thing, Abe. You dropped the first two in Seattle. You dropped two in a row in low-scoring games where you got seven hits last night, only three hits the night before that. And my only thought is, they're fine, right? Like, this lineup is too full of too good of players for this to be a concern to me. Am I sitting on the silver lining here? Do you think there's a problem, or is this maybe just the result of traveling across the country to go play in Seattle?
Well, it's a little bit of both. And I say that because I think the problem will solve itself. But yeah, right now there is a problem. And that is that Ronald Acuña, Austin Riley, and Matt Olson went 1-for-10 last night. It's that Matt Olson's hitting .202. Austin Riley's hitting .226. And Mr. Acuña, MVP, is hitting .245. And so when you've got an entire half of your lineup, 1, 3, and 4 of your lineup not getting the job done, even with Ozzy Albies being pretty hot before the injury and since he's come back from the injury, you aren't going to create runs. And the defense, or excuse me, the bottom of the order isn't turning over to creating offense. That's the bad news in the moment. The good news is, you've got other guys that are playing well. Travis d'Arnaud's hitting the heck out the ball. We know that Marcelo Ozuna still leads the National League in RBI, is tied for the league lead in home runs, even though he hasn't gone yard in a couple days. And Orlando Arcia looks like he's going to find his way back to an all-star game. So, yes, it's worrisome in the moment, but with the understanding that it's a long season, guys go through slumps. It just happens to be at the start of the season. But, I mean, are you sitting here, Rob, and telling me you don't think Austin Riley will figure it out? You don't think Matt Olson will figure it out? You don't think Ronald Acuña figured it out? You do. And that's why you're not panicking, because when they do get going, forget about going 19-10, 19-11. It's going to go 19-3, 19-4, something like that. I mean, they're going to roll off 20-win month after 20-win month if these guys do get going. So, yeah, I share the same concerns as you do in the moment, but with the understanding that it's going to even out, and when it does, the entire world of baseball needs to look out.
I've talked about that on this show, Abe, on my Saturday show on the BetQL Network, the fact that when I look at where the Braves are, and this is a team that's they've had a good 9 out of 10. They've also at a spot now where they are 6-4 in the last 10, and suddenly the Philadelphia Phillies find themselves just a half game back in the NL East. I have said, yeah, on one hand, that's not a great look. I know we're coming up on 30 games into a very, very long baseball season. A lot of baseball left to be played. We have seen with, say, Chicago last year, Seattle last year, one game can make a difference. A lot of teams last year missed by a single game. So there's a little balance between the later in the season you allow Philly to stay in the back pocket, the worse it is. On the flip side, you just mentioned my biggest concern, which is Matt Olson is not threatening to lead the MLB in home runs again this year. Ronald Acuna, Mookie Betts is dusting him for NL MVP at this point. And again, we're not even 20% of the way into the baseball season. But when these guys are 30 games deep and haven't figured it out yet, is there a point where you go, uh-oh, the shine came off the apple a little bit? Maybe last year you just happened to have the stars align for a constellation of great players to do great things, and now they've all kind of come back to the mid.
Well, with all due respect to Marcelo Ozuna, he was hitting 079 last year throughout the first month. So we're at that point where he was hitting 079, and then he turned it on to hit nearly 40 home runs and is really not slowed down since then. I don't see how it's any different for these guys. We've already seen Matt Olson go through an extended slump 2 years ago or last year, whenever it was, where he hit like one home run in 18 or 19 games. And so, I mean, you look at it, but I don't feel like everything's lost and they won't turn it on. It's unfortunate it happens at the start of the year because there's a little bit more panic because you haven't seen it yet. It just feels like they haven't locked in, and sometimes you lose focus from time to time. It kind of gets buried if you've already hit the 20 home run plateau, but doing so where you've got one home run, if you're Ronald Acuna Jr., you're just a couple. You know, Austin Riley keeps missing them, going to warning track power there against the Marine Layer. But, I don't think it's anything that I'm overly extendedly worried about. I think it's just the weird timing of the season. If this is a slump that happens in mid-July into early August and then he turns it back on by then, it's just the ups and downs of the season. But because it's the start of the season and you haven't had the ups yet, it just feels like a down, and I think it will equalize itself over the course of the next couple of months.
We're talking with Abe Gordon, host of the Abe TL Show on 92.9 The Game in the ATL. The bats being cold right now, and I've talked about this. Listen, like Spencer Strider goes down with the elbow injury. Max Fried, since that, has been remarkable. That dime that he pitched at home last week was one of the most dominant pitching performances, a game that lasted under 2 hours because of how efficient he was. He comes back out in the last one, doesn't get the win, but gives up what? I think he gave up one hit or two hits in a six-inning performance. But the pitching is fine. I don't think it's going to be as stellar as we would have liked if Spencer Strider was good. I think there's still going to be questions about the five hole in that rotation. But this is a team that is built to be carried by the offense. Is what we're seeing now, which unfortunately is kind of reminiscent of what we've seen against the Phillies the last 2 years in the playoffs, is this going to be a problem for the Braves in the postseason? Because I still think they're making it. But if this is what the Braves are in the most pressure moments, is there a sense of impending doom for you?
No. I think if we get to August and Ronald Acuna's hitting 245 and Matt Olson's hitting 202 and Austin Riley's hitting 230, then you start to have those conversations. But, I mean, for me, we all know teams can get hot and go cold at the right or wrong time, and it will cost you the season. And for the Braves the past couple of years, whether it's because you've had a first-round bye.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, whether it's just playoff pitching, whatever the case may be, they have gotten cold on offense at the wrong time. And so is that a trend? Is that a situation you're worried about? It, you know, potentially, but not because they're having a slow offensive start now. You know, for all we know, it might actually be better served for them to be in a battle throughout the course of the year as opposed to blowing out the Phillies. So it remains to be seen. But no, I mean, I'm still taking it relatively calm and cool. I mean, you're still 8 or 9 games above 500. You're still among the best teams in baseball record-wise. And you haven't gotten going yet. Like, when you look at what the Phillies are doing, they're averaging 6.1 runs a game right now. And you're like, great. Like, can they keep this up? This is probably the best they're going to be. That's what's exciting about Atlanta being having 19 wins right now, nearly setting a franchise record for wins in the month of April, even though we're all doom and gloom. They've never had 20. Is that we know we're not anywhere close to peaking. We know this is nowhere nearly as good as this offense can look and ideally will look. And I think that's what we're all holding on to in terms of not showing much panic is like, all right, Phillies, like, do your thing. This is the best month you've had in franchise history. Guess what? We're barely playing anywhere close to our potential, and this is you guys peaking. And when push comes to shove over the course of the season, we do think that we will overtake you guys when our guys start to get right, and I do believe they will get right.
Abe Gordon from 92.9 The Game in Atlanta talking to us here on the Rob Brown Show about a little bit of Atlanta Braves baseball. I was talking about Seattle on the show after the 2-1 L a couple of nights ago that AJ Minter ended up getting charged with. And I think to me, Abe, when I look back at that, one of the things I want to do more this year is put into perspective the opponents in situations like this one. This is a Seattle team that for the last couple of years has been flirting with success. This is a Seattle team that's got some great players like Julio Rodriguez on it. This is a Seattle team that is currently leading the AL West. That is an AL West that includes the Houston Astros, who, yeah, I stuck them in the grave preseason. I think the dynasty is cooked, but it's still a good team. A division that has the reigning, defending, undisputed World Series champion, the Texas Rangers, in it, and yet the Seattle Mariners are on top of that division. You go back a series before that, you took on the AL leading Cleveland Guardians. You took 2 out of 3 from them. You go back before that, a very bad Miami team. You won 3 out of that. Series before that, 2 out of 3 against those Rangers. Series before that, swept the Astros. I think it's a good sign, Abe, that the Braves lose 2 in a row against the division leading team, and we're concerned. And we don't consider the fact that you swept Houston. You don't consider the fact 2 out of 3 against Texas, all 3 against Miami, 2 out of 3 against the AL leading Guardians. If you can take that stretch of success and get worried about 2 games in a row to a division leader, Abe, your team's probably in a pretty good shot.
Well, look, this is the first time the Braves have lost 2 in a row this season. They're the last team in baseball to be able to claim that. Now everyone across the league has at least a 2-game losing streak at some point already this season. And so, yeah, you're right. You look at this, and, you know, this Seattle team does kind of remind me a little bit of the Ned Yost Kansas City Royals teams a little bit. They do have Julio Rodriguez. They're not led by major star power, though, outside of him. Just a lot of guys that play good defense, can get timely hitting, and that's what they've done in this series. And I think you do tip your cap to them. But here's the thing, Rob. You're heading out to L.A. to face the Dodgers this weekend, and it's a situation like we're all panicking about. Yeah, what happens if you take two or three for them, or gosh forbid, you run the gamut and take all three? I mean, we're back to beating our chest, saying we're unbeatable, the best team in baseball. Who wants us come October? And so, yeah, I mean, with the ups and downs, the goal is to win series. You didn't do that here. There's no denying that. But it's really tough to look at a two-game stretch where you're still among the league leaders in baseball in multiple statistics, including win-loss record, and really dial up any concern. The pieces are there for you to be worried, but it's just too long of a season for me to really think it won't even out. And until proven otherwise, like, that's kind of what I'm relying on.
Abe Gordon hosts the Abe TL Show in 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. Another minute or two here with Abe before we move on. We were talking about Philly. And I love what you just said. Philly's having the absolute run of the last couple of years for them out of the gate. Very, very hot right now. Atlanta playing mediocre baseball and yet still holds the division lead. Obviously, the Braves are very tired of dropping L's to Philly down the stretch. But I think the last couple of years, this was a team in Atlanta that put the division title into their backpack weeks before the end of the season. You weren't throwing pitchers for the same amount of time you need them for in the playoffs, so they maybe lost a little bit of stamina. If guys had a slight bruise on the pinky toe, they would sit out a couple of games to make sure they were 100% going into the playoffs. Do you think that has maybe factored into the mentality of Brian Snicker? Let's talk end of the season. If the Braves do it again, if they are up 6, 7, 8 games on Philly with 4, 5, 6 left to play, do you think the Braves team keeps the accelerator masked all the way till the end of the season this year to try to prevent that from happening again?
You know, I think there's a slight misconception about that, and I don't blame you because sometimes I get caught with it too. Remember, 2 years ago, the Braves had to sweep the Mets in 4 games to pull that division away from New York. Now, last year was a different story. That they certainly did run away with it. But I think the key cog in both of those years wasn't what happened at the end of the regular season. It was what happened in the first week of the postseason, and that was that they were seeded to the point where they had a first-round bye. And it's a situation that I looked at. They tried to address that last year. They tried to bring up some minor leaguers, play simulated games, kind of stay in that mindset. And you know what? It still got them bounced in their first round. And so I think that's the key for them. How do you stay hot between the end of the regular season and the start of your playoff run? And they're to the point where there are people suggesting, hey, maybe they shouldn't be the one seed. Like maybe that's not a concern. And if the Dodgers get 105 and you get 102 and you're playing baseball immediately, maybe that's actually better for you. I mean, look, it all remains to be seen because once you start that playoff run, you are in danger of being sent home. And so in my mind, it's still better to not have to worry about that immediately and let a couple teams get sent home first. But maybe that is part of the issue. But they've got to figure out a way to bridge the end of the regular season, stay at the momentum that they have throughout the regular season and carry that into their first postseason games. Because those 3, 4, 5, 6 days off seem to have really impacted them the past 2 years.
Abe freaking Gordon joining us here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. He hosts the Abe TL Show on 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. Also works pre and post game for Atlanta United, host and produce on 92.9 The Game. You can follow him on Twitter/X/ whatever we're calling it today at Abe Gordon. My dude, you're the best, big dog. Appreciate you coming on the late notice, brother.
Yeah, man, happy to do it. Are you devastated that the Falcons jumped up and stole Michael Penix from the Saints?
Let me ask you a question. How many media folks in Atlanta are defending that pick? Because wildly, as a Saints fan and a Falcons hater, I have been defending that pick since last Thursday. Am I the only one doing that?
No, and I am not, by the way. I'm not one of those people. But the premise of defending that pick, because you should like the pick, like a lot of people like the pick. I don't necessarily hate the pick, but to me, the concern was, and I don't care that Kirk Cousins has a hurt feeling, like, whatever, get over it. Like, every team has a backup quarterback. Every team has, you know, the guy that's trying to take your job. So that's all nonsense. The thing to me is I was led to believe, or at least I thought we were all led to believe by the Falcons organization that the Falcons were all in to win right now. And my biggest frustration with the pick is you can't claim that. You can't claim that when a guy that you picked isn't going to impact the team, ideally, for at least 2, maybe 3 years. And so it's a good pick. You've extended this team's window to potentially win the NFC South. I was hoping for a little bit bigger aspirations, and quite frankly, I don't know if they can reach those anymore.
See, I disagree. I think you can. I think it gives you the back-out clause in case Kirk Cousins' rubber band Achilles pops again. I think the fact that he's 36 years old, last year there were four.
But if all of that's the concern, you can't pay him $100 million guaranteed.
Oh, then. No. Listen, I'm more upset about the $100 million than I am about the pick of Michael Penix Jr., just so we're clear.
I just don't know who's playing cornerback opposite AJ Terrell, and that feels like something you could have solved.
That's fair.
We didn't get an alpha pass rusher, and maybe none of the guys that are in this draft are going to be alpha pass rushers, but someone from this draft is going to work out in terms of the pass rush. I don't know if it's Verse or Turner or Byron Murphy or Latu, but someone's going to work out, and you didn't even try.
I was just about to tell you, Jared Verse, as a Saints fan, would have scared the dog bleep out of me if he ended up in Atlanta, dude.
I mean, we were trying to push for a bunch. And look, they were trying to trade back in, but it's still like, it's not win now. That's for sure. They're going to try to, but it's not at all cost. There's no doubt about that.
Hey, appreciate you, big dog. Thanks for doing it. We'll do it again soon, pal.
Enjoyed it, Rob, as always. Thanks.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.